at the turn of the century, an educator would appear who would have a lasting impact throughout the 20th century. His name would become synonymous with progressive education. John Dewey.
You can't make socialists out of individualists. Children who know how to think for themselves spoil the harmony of the collective society which is coming, where everyone is interdependent.
In 1896, he established the Experimental University of Chicago's Laboratory School, where the new trend in evolutionary psychology was to be tested on real children. This was where Darwinian science cruelly met education. To these quacks, the child had no soul, no sin, no emotions, no moral character. So over 100 years ago, we can see that the school bus was already loaded with everything from socialists, humanists, Unitarians, utopians, evolutionists, and shrinks.
I wonder how many more centuries we have to see this playing out in front of our eyes before we say something crazy going on here. Is there an idea more radical in the history of the human race than turning your children over to total strangers who you know nothing about and having those strangers work on your child's mind out of your sight for a period of 12 years? Could there be a more radical idea than that? Back in colonial days in America, if you proposed that as an idea, they'd burn you at the stake, you mad person. It's a mad idea.